Chapter 4 Butler moved down alongside the saloon until he reached the street. Sure enough, standing out in front of the saloon were the three friends, fanned out and waiting for him. It had all been an act, designed to lure him outside, convinced that he would only be facing one man, Troy Smithson. He drew his gun, briefly considered taking two of them right then and there, leaving the third to be questioned. Try as he might, though, he couldn't convince himself to shoot them from hiding. He was not a bushwhacker, and holstered his weapon. He stepped out of the alley, up onto the boardwalk. It was a dark night, with a sliver of a moon and almost no stars. Leadville streets were not well lit. The three men had been outside long enough for their eyes to adjust, but they were waiting for him to step out of the lighted saloon. If he had done that, he probably would not have even noticed there were three men until it was too late. But from the shadows, it was he who would be able to see, and they who would be blind. "You boys put on a good act," he called out. All three men were startled, began glancing around to see where the voice had come from.
"That you, Butler?" Smithson said. "Come out where I can see you."
"You mean come out where you can all gun me down?" Butler said.
"I don't think so." "What are you talking about?" Smithson asked. "This is just between you and me."
"That a fact. Then suppose you tell your buddies to drop their guns in the street and walk away. Then I'll come out and face you. Just you and me." Smithson didn't answer right away. The other two looked at him, then at each other.
"They'll walk away," Smithson said. "That ought to be good enough."
"No," Butler said. "It's not." Finally, Smithson seemed to locate him, staring into the shadows. So Butler moved a few feet to his left.
"There!"
Smithson shouted, pointing with his left hand and drawing his gun with his right.
"He's there! Get him!"